So this chapter is over social insurance, which is Medicare, Medicare supplements, Social Security disability are all included here. Now, on your test, there are only three questions over this whole chapter. So what I'm going to do is go through the information quickly, and then you will have a supplement available, a PDF of 21 questions that I have come up with that go along with this chapter. Remember, you only have three on your test. So first, we need to know what is Medicare? Well, Medicare is a federal medical expense program. It is designed for people 65 and older, so you age into the Medicare system, even if the individual continues to work. Medicare is also available, no matter what your age, if you've been on Social Security disability for 2 years, or if you have chronic kidney disease. End-stage renal disease, then you're eligible for Medicare. Now, Medicare has four parts. Part A is the hospital insurance. It is financed through a portion of the payroll tax. That's the FICA on your paycheck. It's helping to finance Part A. Part B will be your medical insurance. It's financed from a monthly premium and also from revenues from the federal government. Part C is Medicare Advantage, and I'll talk more about that later. And then Part D, D is for drugs. So let's first talk about some enrollment periods. There are three different enrollment periods. There's an initial enrollment period, 3 months before, 3 months after a senior's 65th birthday. There's a general enrollment period from January 1st through March 31st of every year. And then any special enrollment period that might come up throughout the year. Now, on Part A, the hospitalization, lots of numbers that you'll need to know here. First, on inpatient hospital, okay, there is a deductible. You don't need to know the dollar amount, but know the first 90 days of inpatient hospital treatment are covered per benefit period. So there can be more than one benefit period during the year. Also, under Part A, skilled nursing is covered. On skilled nursing, a senior must have been hospitalized 3 days before they enter an approved skilled nursing facility. The first 20 days of skilled nursing will be covered 100% by Medicare. And then you need to know a total of 100 skilled nursing days are covered per benefit period. Next, let's talk about Part B, which is the medical insurance. Part B is your doctor's office, lab test, x-rays, and also outpatient hospital is going to be covered under Part B. That's going to be important for your test, that outpatient is covered under B, where inpatient is covered under A. Part B is optional. It is offered to everyone who enrolls in Part A, but a senior doesn't have to take it. If they do take it, there is a monthly premium to it, and it's also funded from general revenues of the federal government. When you're eligible for Part A, you're told that you'll have to get and pay for Part B unless you decline it. If you later decide you want Part B, you must wait until the next general enrollment period, January 1st through March 31st, to enroll. Now, some things that are covered under Part B: doctors, outpatient hospital, please make sure you know that. Lab tests, x-rays, other medical and health services, outpatient treatment of mental illness. Now, with Part B, there is a deductible. After the deductible, there's a 20% co-insurance that the senior has to pay with no stop-loss limit. So that's 20% of all of their medical after the deductible. Next, we'll talk about Part C, which is your Medicare Advantage. So, Medicare Advantage, to be eligible for Medicare Advantage, a senior must be enrolled in both Parts A and B of Medicare. So, make sure you know A plus B equals C. Okay, that's new math for you, by the way. Now, Medicare Advantage is provided by HMOs and PPOs. So you need to know it's both HMOs and PPOs that provide Medicare Advantage. The advantages of Medicare Advantage for a senior are no claim forms are required. Almost any medical problem is covered for a set fee, so they can usually budget their medical expenses. And it may pay for services not usually covered by Medicare or Medicare supplements, such as some prescriptions, eye exams, hearing aids, or dental can be covered under Medicare Advantage. And then lastly, we have Part D. Part D, D is for drugs, the prescription drug plan. Part D is also optional. If a senior wants Part D, there is going to be a premium to it. Then there is a deductible. To get Part D, a senior at least has to be enrolled in Part A of Medicare, so they don't have to be enrolled in both Part A and B, but at least Part A. So New Mass says A will get you D. So on the Part D prescription drug plan, once again, there's a monthly premium and a deductible. After the deductible, the plan will pick up 75% of their drug costs until they reach an initial benefit limit. Once a senior reaches that benefit limit, then the senior is responsible for 50% of the retail drug costs. You ever seen the retail drug cost? It ain't pretty. This is called the donut hole. You need to know the donut hole for your test. All right, so those are your four parts of Medicare. Now, there's a whole lot of holes in your Medicare, some deductibles, the 20% coinsurance. There's some copays on their inpatient hospital. That's why there are Medicare supplement plans, also called Medigap plans. They're helping to fill the gaps of Medicare. Now, Medicare supplements are sold by private insurance companies like Humana, United Healthcare. Okay, so they're not done through the federal Social Security program like Medicare is. Medicare supplements provide consumers with a degree of protection because all the plans that we're going to talk about are standardized from one company to another, all the benefits within each plan. To get a Medicare supplement, a senior must be enrolled in both Parts A and B. So once they turn 65, Part A is automatic. So they have to enroll in Part B. Once they enroll in Part B, there's a 6-month open enrollment period for them where that Medicare supplement is going to be a guaranteed issue. So they cannot be declined even if they have pre-existing conditions. It's a guaranteed issue. We know all Medicare supplement plans are standardized because of the NAIC model here. There are plans A through N. Plan A contains all the core or basic benefits, and then those benefits must be found in all the other plans in one form or another. So we already know a supplement will be a guaranteed issue. They got that 6-month open enrollment period. However, an insurance company can put a 6-month wait before they cover pre-existing conditions. However, after a supplement has been enforced for 6 months, they must cover all pre-existing conditions. So on your core benefits, I don't really want you to memorize all these core benefits, but just to show you some of the holes here that Plan A core benefits would cover. Remember, there's days 1 through 60 of inpatient hospital, deductibles and coinsurance. Days 61 through 90, the insured share. At day 90, the first 3 pints of blood would be covered. So you need to know that's going to be important, that the supplement, the core benefits cover the first 3 pints of blood, because if a senior does not have a supplement, they're responsible for covering the first 3 pints of blood and Medicare picks up everything after that. It would pick up the deductible for Part B and the 20% coinsurance for Part B. The one thing I really want you to know that's important for one test question that I believe you will definitely have is what's not included in Plan A. And what is not included is going to be the Part A deductible of Medicare is not covered under Plan A. Part A deductible of Medicare is not covered under Plan A. We know that Medicare supplements must be guaranteed renewable, and they must be guaranteed renewable for life. We know that they are all standardized, so they're uniform in the structure, language, and designation. All right, now let's finish off with Medicaid. So Medicaid is a state and federal medical expense program. Okay, so no, Medicaid is state and federal. Medicaid is for people whose resources are insufficient to meet the necessary cost of their medical care, which means Medicaid is a needs-based program. So you need into Medicaid, where you age into Medicare. And then lastly, Social Security benefits. So Social Security disability benefits. Some things you need to know on Social Security disability. Number one, it's very hard to qualify for. Part of the definition says you got to have a disability that's expected to last 12 months or end in your death. Like, they really want to make sure you are fully disabled if they're going to pay. There is, on your Social Security disability benefits, a 5-month waiting period before your benefits would even begin. That's the only 5 months on your test, is that 5-month waiting period for Social Security disability. And then you have to be fully insured, have your 40 quarters of coverage. But that is also age-based. So let me give you the quick definition here. For anybody that would be age 23 and under, they would have to have accumulated at least 6 credits to qualify. For anybody age 24 to 31, they would have to have at least 12 credits to qualify. Okay, so make sure that you know those numbers also. All right, so that is it. What I recommend is just kind of going over the 21 questions that I have in the PDF. The simulator can be a little overwhelming with all the information that it's trying to give you. So anyway, we'll see you on the next video.